The rest of the story. The capacity audience in Farwell Hall sat enraptured as the author and world traveler George Francis concluded his fascinating lecture. But no one present was prepared for the speaker's final remark. Quote, "This is the last public address that'll be delivered within these walls," Mr. Train declared. "A terrible calamity is impending over the city. More I cannot say, more I dare not utter." And the renowned visitor stepped down from the podium. Indeed, he uttered no more on the subject, not as far as anybody knows, and yet, as those who attended the speech at Farwell Hall left the auditorium that Saturday night, they looked up and saw an eerie red glow in the western sky. And with the cryptic words of George Francis Train still ringing in their ears, many of them wondered if the end were near. Well, what was close at hand is the rest of the story. A fire had broken out on the city's west side, in the boiler room of the Lullen Holmes planing mill. Within minutes, the blaze had spread to another building and another, hastened on its course by 14-mile-an-hour winds. The fire traveled so quickly that by the time firemen arrived, the mill was lost, the neighboring lumber yard and paper box factory were engulfed in flames. Nearby cowered the little frame houses of the local factory workers and their families. Upon realizing what was happening, the terrified residents began carrying their furniture and their personal belongings out into the street. But this only created an obstacle to firefighters. And that which the homeowners had hoped to save was eventually smashed and trampled anyway. Now it's 3:30 Sunday morning. The conflagration's finally brought under control. Not until four blocks of buildings had been devastated, and a fire engine had been destroyed, and one person had died. The city firemen, sooty and scorched and near exhaustion, took time out, but the city itself was safe, and something else, Farwell Hall. That auditorium wherein lecturer George Francis Train had forecast disaster the evening previous, that building was utterly unharmed. Quote, "This is the last public address that will be delivered within these walls." Remember the speaker's prediction? But Farwell Hall was still standing, not even smudged, and those who recalled his alarming declaration were now greatly relieved that George Train had been wrong. Or so they believed. For later that night, Sunday night, October 8, 1871, another blaze broke out, and this one proved unstoppable. For half the city's firemen had fought the Saturday night conflagration. Many of them had remained on duty, although completely exhausted all of the following day. They simply were not ready to battle another blaze, even though one of the most devastating such in modern history was only hours away. Mr. Train had said this is the last public address that will be delivered within these walls. He had said a terrible calamity is impending over the city. More I cannot say. More I dare not utter. End quote. And so it came to pass. And in that second fire, Farwell Hall was indeed totally destroyed. That second fire, for as long as you can remember, you've heard about it. The incredible calamity known as the Great Chicago Fire. And now you know the rest of the story.